Beginning our day, it is April 19th, 2024. It's a very beautiful day, very nice weather. It's a good time to be outside. It's a good time to sit outside, to be outside, work outside. I find it very pleasant and everything's very green and lush. And so it's very nice to find places to sit outside and to be outside and to practice outside. But the thing to remember also is that everything else, every other insect, every other animal has the same thought. They all like to be outside at this time as well. So sitting outside on my front porch last night and reading the new Lumpur Jia biography, which is highly recommended if anybody's interested in that style of teaching. For some reason, I really connect with it and gives good energy. So I thought I'm going to sit outside and start reading this biography. But then there was clouds of mosquitoes outside. So it's really pleasant outside, but now these mosquitoes are here now because it's been so lush and so wet, so much rain this year. Now the mosquitoes are starting to come out. Then I thought, it's cost-benefit analysis. It's nice enough outside that I don't mind the mosquitoes that much. But the mosquitoes are kind of like damping down the experience a little bit. But then just not caring so much about the mosquitoes, and only a few of them. There must have been 20 or 30 mosquitoes buzzing around me while I was reading this book, but then only a few of them actually bit me. And even that wasn't that unpleasant. Sometimes we think something's going to be really unpleasant. It actually isn't that bad. So mosquitoes actually aren't that bad. I mean, these were small mosquitoes. If you go to Wat Bunya Wat, or a place where the mosquitoes are really big, that's a different story. But this wasn't so unpleasant. And then noticing their attributes, that as it started to get dark, then a breeze came up and kind of blew them away, and then they went, I don't know, maybe they went to sleep or something, but they slowly disappeared once it started getting dark. So there's certain times that they come out. Dusk, when it's very nice, then the mosquitoes come out. And we're very blessed to be here in this monastery, and the practice, we're able to keep the practice alive. People here are keeping the precepts, which is the basis for the practice. Keeping the precepts is the foundation for practice. I was talking with Ajahn Nisibo last night, and he sent me some videos of a study they've been doing about meditation illness, or people who lose their mind when they meditate too much. And I haven't looked at those studies yet, but I suspect it has to do with a lack of sila. So when there's a lack of sila, when we meditate and practice and we don't have that foundation, it's like trying to build a house without a foundation. It's just going to fall over. But when we build a strong foundation of precepts, it's extremely important. And of course, in America, we want quick results. We want a quick fix. So we want to go straight to meditation, straight to wisdom. So we might have various books that we're reading that talk about techniques, about how to do this, about my technique is the only way. Only this is true. Everything else is false. By the way, if you ever read a book and somebody makes the claim, only this is true, everything else is false, then throw it away, burn it, get rid of it. The Buddha said that's how you judge whether something is just a ditti or whether it's wisdom. If somebody claims only this is true, everything else is false, my way of seeing things is true, everything else is false, then that shows it's not Dhamma, or it's classed as Adhamma. Very hard to discern, though. It takes time to be able to discern that. So sila as a foundation is very important. Then that gives us some ground to stand on, then we can build a really strong house. Leave that for reflection. This one.